The gauntlets on this cosplayer are insane, and I'm so happy that you're actually like wearing one right now, dude. Like, can you break down what's going on with the gauntlets and like what's in and on them, as well as how you made them light up too?
I'm not really good with electronics, so yeah. Got a bit creative with some flashlights. These are flashlights.
Oh, no way, dude.
Yeah, right here.
And is there a button for each one?
Yeah.
That's like crazy cool, dude. That's so cool. That is creative, dude. Slide right in here. The camera focus on me. Love it. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Side Project Podcast. Yes. You know it, right? Let's take a sip from our Run It Up mug. Good God. Tastes like glory. Tastes like success. And it tastes like sexualization. And you can get all of these on the Side Project merch store right now. But hold on, real quick. The Chazosaurus Rex models. I feel like we have to address them. They're here. I think they've been here for a skit. I think they've been here for one episode previously. And they're just here yelling and growling and taking up space in the camera. And I feel like we need to address it real quick. So I want to give a major thanks, man. These Chazosaurus Rex models are courtesy of Paper Moon Cosplay, previous guest, special guest host and cosplayer of the week on the show, as well as Jay Curtis. Everybody knows Jay Curtis and PAF3D, PAF3D. Thank you guys so much for making these for me. I believe it was for my birthday in November, but I didn't reveal them or put them anywhere until I moved into the new place. But this is so cool, man. From a childhood nickname, the Chazosaurus Rex, to making it a thing on the show, to my brother designing the actual design, you know, like the actual artwork of it, to putting it on merch, to putting it as the logo for the show, and then having a 3D model of it here so they can scream at me in my ear while we do this show. I just want to thank everybody. But anyway, the Side Project merch... is available on the merch store right now. Everything that you see here, the mugs, even this champion fleece jacket, the Side Project Pod Project Park champion fleece jacket. You got the little champion logo right there. I don't know what I'm doing. The champion logo, partnership with champion. Absolutely amazing. Look at it. Check it out. You know, it's been cold weather. It's been raining a little bit. It's the perfect time. You know what I mean? You can hang out in it. You can go jogging in it. It's got a little zipper pouch as well, so you can put your kid in it like a kangaroo. And if you're not into that, you can zip it on down and you can go ahead and you can get one of the Project Things hoodies. You can grab those right now. Or if you're not into that, you can get the Run It Up tees and all the Run It Up merch, tees, hoodies, hats, mugs, and everything is on the Side Project merch store right about now. But you know what I'm curious about, though? Real quick. I'm curious as to what you guys have planned in June of this year. But Chazzy, June's like 5 months away. I know. And that's why you should start planning for Cosplay World Con this June 15th and 16th in Richmond, Virginia. But why should we plan for that? Because they celebrate the art of cosplay, which is exactly what we like to do here on the show. So you've already got a head start. At Cosplay World Con this coming June, they've got 20 plus cosplay and celebrity guests, anime, comics, toy vendors, alongside local artists as well. Because you know you got to support the locals, man. There's going to be a cosplay contest worth over $1,500 in cash and prizes, so you can snatch that up if you're lucky. There's going to be demonstrations, panels, music, car displays. So get your photographies ready so you can pose all Fast and Furious style in front of the cars, because it's all about family, right? For 11 movies, it's all about family. 11 movies in the ground, in space, sometimes in the ocean with Aquaman. Who knows? 11 movies. Anyway, because it's about Cosplay Worldcon, right? So I digress. There's going to be a lot of people there, many that have been guests or previous cosplays of the week here on the show. Lots of announcements that are still coming, many announcements that have already been made. So that's why you should keep your eyes locked and loaded on Instagram at Cosplay Worldcon for further information. And by the way, passes are only $25 a day. $25 a day. $40 for the whole weekend, man. CosplayWorldRichmond.com. Cosplay World Con on Instagram. So tap in, lock in, run it up this June, and let them know that the Chazosaurus Rex sent ya. But anyway, Let's get into the bread and the butter of this week's episode, because my guest this week creates and crafts cosplays that look like they are ripped straight from the pages of a comic or the reels of cinema. As we feast our eyes on his portrayals of the characters he selects, we're instantly presented with the thought that the time spent on these projects involve intricate care and passion. Whether he's mastering tasks with his several builds of Marvel's Taskmaster, or he's looking over the streets of New York as the devil of Hell's Kitchen, or maybe he's on the prowl as the Prowler, each rendition is sure to leave you amazed and asking you, just how did he put his spin on these cosplays and bring them to life? And today, we're gonna find out. He's a previous cosplay of the week that left me mind blown and wondering how he did everything he did. So ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together and give a warm welcome to Sentinel. Oh, there it is, dude. Oh, that is sick, man. How you doing, dude?
I'm good, man. Excited. Oh.
Dude, this is amazing, man. I've been wanting to talk to you for quite a while, dude. I had you saved in the vault for the cosplay of the week, man. And then during the cosplay of the week, I just invited you on the show right then and there, dude, because I saw all that and I was like, man, as I was talking about it even more, I knew we got to take a deep dive, dude. We got to learn how you did everything you did, man.
All right, dude. Just ask the way you look.
Yes, dude. Let's dive right into it, man. I want to talk to you about your Prowler cosplay, which you happen to be rocking the gauntlet for right now. This thing is out of control, dude. It's amazing from head to toe, and you built it yourself from the helmet with the LED white eyes that add this menacing look, especially when it's like dark lighting and everything in the background, to the gauntlets, like the projectile casing that the gauntlets have, like right there, dude. Those are amazing. They also light up, and the accuracy of the titanium lace claws that the Prowler uses as well, man. It's a cosplay that will 100% will just leave you going, whoa, when you first see it, you know? When did you first decide you wanted to go about a Prowler cosplay? Because it's something that you don't see that often, especially done in this manner. Was it the comics? Was it animation? Was it the games? I mean, how did this creation even begin for you?
Well, I wanted to start this Prowler project since the beginning of last year.
Nice.
I was inspired by the Insomniac Spider-Man game.
Yeah, dude.
They have Prowler, and I just love their designs. Very tactical, militaristic look. And I was like, dude, that's totally my style. I started it, and then Spider-Verse movie came out.
Yes.
Across the Spider-Verse movie came out.
Yep.
And then Miles Prowler came out at the end, homeboy over here.
Yep.
And I was like, dude, I got to do some Prowler stuff. But then I switched to the one from the movie. If I do that one, I could have so much fun with that because of the, you know, how his little theme song goes on and everything.
Yeah, exactly, and dude.
I can create so much content with that.
Yeah.
So I was like, let's get started. Most of my stuff is 3D printed.
Yeah.
So the thing is, you got to look for the 3D models for this sort of stuff so you can 3D print it. And so I searched online. I couldn't really find anything that I liked. So I usually like to rely on like a 3D modelers to model stuff for me.
Right.
And my main guy that modeled this whole outfit and these claws is Dice Props 3D.
Nice, dude. Shout out to him.
Shout out to that guy, my homeboy. But yeah, I sent him a lot of references of the claws and everything. And he was able to get it like perfect accuracy and everything.
And so did he do those from scratch? There was nobody else with these models?
Yeah, he does them from scratch. He just looks at the images and he just models it, dude. Like spent hours watching the movie and everything. And he got it.
Yeah.
Wow. And then since I noticed that the one from the movie, it's like just all fabric, I was like, what if I made like an armored version of him?
Yeah.
So then I just hit my boy up and we used a Fortnite Prowler.
Oh, no way. I don't know how I didn't put that together.
this whole armor, the chest, the shoulders, and the helmet, that's based off the Fortnite version of Prowler.
Oh, dude, that's
which
cool,
is pretty
man.
Dope.
Yeah.
So let's use that and then I'll just like color it differently just to match the ones in the movie. And then, there you go.
I like how you put like your twist on it and you kind of like take different things from things that you like and like make it an amalgam of all the things that you enjoy, you know? And the gauntlets on this cosplay are insane. And I'm so happy that you're actually like wearing one right now, dude. Like, cause for anybody that doesn't know, like the Prowler's battle suit, it boasts these abilities of like wall crawling and then you gliding via the cape, the titanium lace claws, and then the gauntlets that are capable of shooting compressed air blasts, sleeping pellets, and quote, other projectiles, it says. And you portrayed all of that just beautifully, dude. And you've got the claws, like you've got those projectile shooting gauntlets, man. It just came together perfectly, which, I mean, how did you make those? You know, like I saw on your Instagram before this like purple-like substance that you posted in some of your stories. And I don't know if that goes along with the gauntlets and everything as well, or if it was something else that you were working on, but can you break down what's going on with the gauntlets and like what's in and on them, as well as how you made them light up too?
One thing to know about me is that I don't really go super, super accurate with my outfits. So these claws aren't entirely accurate to the movie.
Yeah.
I just made a little modifications to just fit the look and what I liked and everything. So the main case right here, it's all 3D printed. You got the claws, the hand and everything. I made a visit to Home Depot and I just found a bunch of clear tubes.
Yeah.
And I just cut them up and I dyed them pink or purplish, whatever you want to call it.
Nice.
And got a bunch of couplers right here. And then I'm not really good with electronics, so yeah. Got a bit creative with some flashlights. These are flashlights.
Oh, no way, dude.
Yeah, right here.
And is there a button for each one?
Yeah.
That's like crazy cool, dude. That's so cool. That is creative, dude. Yeah. That works perfectly. So you have is it just the bulb or is it a full-on flashlight inside?
Yeah, it's a full flashlight. It's like about this big.
That's cool as hell, dude.
Small flashlight. That is stick creative. Them in there and then just light them up and bam, there you go.
Oh, that's creative, dude. Hell yeah, man. And then the claws and everything too, like the spikes on the claws. Did you do those yourself as well, or was that the 3D printer that?
Oh yeah, that's all 3D printed. Like I would use real claws, but they wouldn't allow that at a con.
Yeah, conventions and everything. Yeah, exactly, dude. Yeah. That is sick, man. It's absolutely amazing. And is it heavy? How heavy is it?
I want to say maybe 3-5 pounds because, you know, flashlights and everything.
That's what I was going to say. The flashlights add a little bit more than what it would be without them.
It makes you feel tough though. Like,
yeah, right? And it has some like weight to it. So it feels like it could be like, it's real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's real. That's so sick, dude. How long did it take you to like compile everything, to put the flashlights in and everything? Because you said you weren't good with like electronics and all that stuff. So you had to do the flashlights. Like was that a difficult thing to all, you know, put all together?
Well, yeah, because... Well, looking at the design, I just noticed there was like very like cylinders around the gauntlet. So I'm like, flashlights are kind of like cylinder shaped. So maybe I can just put one in there and just light it up. And that's how I kind of pulled off the idea of it. And it actually worked really well.
Yeah, it really does, dude.
Thing is that I will be making another one of these for WonderCon, just way bigger.
Yeah. Oh, bigger?
Bigger is better.
You're going to get like one of those giant flashlights. You're going to be walking around all huge.
Yeah, just giant claws, dude, just to flash everyone. And I will definitely make a tutorial on how I make those.
Oh, cool. Yeah, you guys definitely got to look out for that. That's going to be sick, dude. I got to ask you, because you did kind of mention the helmet as well when you were talking about taking certain things from the movies and from the games and from other things, and then from Fortnite as well, and doing different things with the helmets and whatnot. So on your Instagram, you have this photo as well as a reel. Before you had fully revealed your Prowler cosplay, you have a Prowler helmet, and this version has a brighter purple, more black accents, different accents at that as well than the one that you have, green eyes as opposed to the white eyes in the full reveal. So forgive me if I'm mistaken or missing something, but this is obviously a different rendition than the one that you have on your full Prowler cosplay. So was this like what you were planning at first, but then shifted towards whatever the final product became, or was this like a display piece? What's the deal with the different Prowler helmet?
Yeah, that helmet is actually the Insomniac version of Prowler.
Gotcha.
I did announce that I was going to do it. At first, until I switched to this one, but that one is definitely still in the works.
Nice. Okay, so you still are going to do it.
Yes, but not for me.
Yeah.
For someone else. I actually got a commission.
Oh, really? Oh, you're doing work for other people now, man.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you know the guy. I think you might know him. His name is D-PrimeXD.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Oh, man. That's going to be sick, dude. That is going to be sick. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Previous cosplayer of the week on the show, dude. I'm looking at these pictures, man, of the Insomniac version of it, and it's just sick as well. It's equally as sick as the one that you went with your full cosplay and everything. How come you didn't end up doing that one first if you ended up making that one first?
I like the cape on this guy. Cape and the collar.
Yeah, exactly. It's sick, man. It's super sick. And I just want to throw up on the screen as well, the one from your final, dude. And these pictures are by Ivy Nix. That's Nix with an X at the end, underscore photography. And these shots are absolutely amazing, dude. It's like you're a little bit shadowed. You're not fully accentuated. And you can see the glowing of the gauntlets, the glowing of the eyes and everything. And then a second photo here that I want to throw up where it's kind of like the light shining down on you a little bit. And you've got one gauntlet up, you know, like that fighter kind of stance. And it's just... it's amazing, dude. And it really showcases the quality of the build as well. So shout out to you. Shout out to the 3D printer. I forgot the 3D printer's name. Can you plug it one more time?
I like to use an Ender 3 3D printer.
There we go.
It's a small one, affordable one. Like if you're getting new into 3D printing, that's a really good one.
Nice. Hell yeah, dude. And it's so sick, man. And who made the files again as well?
His name is Dice Props 3D.
Okay, Dice Props 3D.
Definitely check him out. He has the really cool cloths.
Yeah, absolutely sick, man. Do you tend to go through like several iterations before landing on what your cosplays end up becoming? Because I've seen you discuss before that you always add your twist, you know, like we just talked about a little bit as well when inspired by a character. But I mean, like, what's your process like? Do you have ideas that end up falling through? Do you switch from plan A to plan B? You know, how does it work for you?
I have a habit of switching ideas about halfway through. It always happens, but everything I usually just started on my computer. I have this app called 3D Builder, and that's where I upload all the files, all the armor. And I have an app on my phone. It's called EM3D, which allows me to scan. I can scan my body parts, and then I upload them to that app. And it's just like a body of myself, model of myself. And then I just put all the armor pieces on just to see, make sure they fit well. They're like good size and everything. And then, so I have the whole model, and I could even paint them to see how the colors will look and everything. And once they're all scaled, ready to go, that's when I start the printing.
I didn't know all that about the app and everything. That must be so much more convenient. You know what I mean? Yes. That's sick as hell, dude. How long did it take you to do the Prowler as a whole, from working with the guy that made the files for you, to printing things, to painting things and everything? Like, how long before you finally had it, you know, 100%?
Building wise, it took me about 2 months. Like when I fully decided to do it, I'm like, let's get it started. Yeah. It's about 2 months. The 3D model guys that I work with, they're pretty quick on getting these things out.
Yeah.
And they do a really good job. So I was able to get that quickly and done and everything. But yeah, overall, 2 months to build this guy. Dude.
Wow.
And the thing is that I like to use skills that I already developed over the years. Yeah. So that's like my main template that I use in building these characters that I've done recently.
Sick, man. It's absolutely sick, man. It is by far the best Prowler cosplay that I've seen. This thing is just immaculate, dude. I love the photo with the red background and you're like kneeling down and everything's lit up, man. And then you have the one that I featured as a cosplay of the week where it looks like, everybody always says this too, it looks like a toy or something, dude, or like a figure, you know what I mean? Like a figure shot. It's just so perfectly shot. You're so perfectly posed. The background is just perfect. Everything about it, and it just accentuates everything from the photography to the cosplay itself. So shout out to everybody involved in that. Dude, it's phenomenal, man. And then shout out to Dice underscore Props 3D as well. It's such a good cosplay. And then the legs light up too, right? On the ankles.
Yeah, because he in the movie has a little circular lights on his boots. So yeah, I had to add those.
That's sick, dude.
Definitely.
So sick. How'd you make that happen? Is it flashlights? It's who, or is it like, what is it?
It's like those little sticky pad lights you can add on your desk.
Yeah. Yeah. And you press them, right? Yeah. That's so sick, dude.
Just get my feet together and they turn on.
Dude, like Dorothy from Wizard of Oz, just click, click.
Right.
That's so sick, dude. I love it, man. I love it, dude. You guys, if you're not following Sentinel, by the way, while you're watching this, pull up your phone, man. Go follow him and check out all the photos. I'm not throwing all of them up on the screen. I want you guys to go check them out. And just like all of them because they're sick, dude. Like just the way that you just portray this cosplay is just amazing, man. I want to talk to you about so much more stuff. But before we do that, I feel like we got to do a little segment that I like to call... Wow! Shotgun Questions. And what Shotgun Questions is a little bit more of a rapid fire segment than what we've been doing. It's not as intricate, but it usually ends up not being that rapid fire, as we always end up talking about stuff a little bit more in depth than we should, but that's okay. And some guests know that it's happening. Some guests don't know that it's happening. It's nothing serious, just a series of maybe 3 to 4 questions that have a little bit of fun. So let's see how much fun we can have. We're putting Taskmaster and Deathstroke up against one another. two cosplays that you have as well, which we'll get to later in the episode. With the knowledge that you have personally on the skills of Taskmaster and the knowledge that you may have on Deathstroke's abilities as well, who would you say takes it in a one-on-one?
Right. Yes, I do know the characters very well. Mm-hmm. All right, look. I would say Deathstroke would probably take the win.
Ooh.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I know Taskmaster, he can copy.
That's what I was going to say.
He can copy anyone's abilities. he would study them and everything. He'll learn from every battle that he fights. So he'll memorize this guy.
Yeah.
But you read the comics and everything. The only way to beat Taskmasters is pretty much to outsmart the guy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then Deathstroke, having like many years of like military experience, he's like a tactician and everything. This guy has gone against the Justice League, the Titans and everything. He's a super soldier also.
Yep.
So mix that in, and pretty intelligent too. So I'm sure homeboy Deathstroke can outsmart Taskmaster and beat him.
Interesting, man. I'm curious what other people say. I'm curious. I might make that a poll on my stories as well. Right. Second one here. Out of these Batmen, you've got Keaton, Bale, Affleck, and Pattinson. You can only choose one, and the rest and their universe cease to exist. Who do you pick?
I think I am going with Ben Affleck.
Nice, dude. Nice pick.
I think he's the most brutal Batman that I've seen.
Oh, 100% on that, yeah.
That whole warehouse scene of him just taking on those goons and everything, dude, he's just obliterating them, dude.
Yeah, yeah. That's one of my favorite Batman fight scenes of all time.
Yeah, and I think it would have been nice to see more of that, like his own standalone movie, which he was supposedly going to go against Deathstroke.
Yes, I would have loved
that
to see
that. That would have been so dope to see. Mm-hmm. But hopes that one day we get
to
see
that. You never know. Netflix is interested in reviving the Snyderverse, so you never know what may happen. Yeah, they put out a statement that they're interested in reviving the Snyderverse if they can get the rights from WB. And Zack Snyder, originally he said that he was completely done. He wasn't into it. And I think the last statement, though, might be that he said if Netflix could get the rights, he would be willing to do it for Netflix. So
nice.
But will WB let go of the rights? They don't want to make the movies and the universe, but they don't want to give up the rights. Like, what are we doing? You know what I mean?
Right.
I wonder.
James Gunn took over, so he's just restarting everything now.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I still want to see a Batman, Ben Affleck, Batfleck movie fleshed out, man. I feel like we deserve it. I feel like we deserve to see him make that really happen. But would Ben Affleck want to do it? You know, because he's kind of done too, you know?
Yeah, so, and he's getting old now.
Exactly. He's getting older. Yep. All right. Next question. You've got the chance to have either Toby or Andrew come back for one Spider-Man movie, one final Spider-Man movie of their own. Who would you rather take up the mantle one last time and why?
Look, I would definitely go with my boy Toby. That's my homeboy. But I think Andrew Garfield makes the most sense. He deserves his third film. Mm-hmm. He deserves to fight his alien.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
He definitely needs that. Mm-hmm. So I would go with Andrew.
For sure, man. For sure. And here's the last one outside of the realm of like of superhero and pop culture stuff. If you could time travel to any time period, any era, where would you go and why? And you can have up to three different choices.
I think I would like to travel back to the 80s.
Nice.
Mainly because of the music. Big 80s fan. Oh, some of the listening to
best
synth,
music. Yes, dude.
All that good stuff.
Yeah. 80s has some of the best music ever.
Yeah. Just imagine all the partying and everything. Yeah. That 80s music, dude. That would be so dope.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you on that for sure.
Yeah.
So you can have up to three if you have any others.
I think I'm sticking with 80s.
Yeah. All right. 80s it is, man. 80s it is, dude. Well, that's shotgun questions. Plow. I want to talk to you about a lot more. I mentioned that we're going to talk about your Taskmaster and everything, and we are. But before we do that, let's break up the monotony and let's get into this week's Cosplay of the Week. Boom. And this week's Cosplay of the Week is none other than Super Sparrow 001. And I'm throwing it up on the screen right about now, and this is absolutely amazing, dude. And it is of his Superman. This is such a high quality photo, man. I want to shout out Photo UK, spelled exactly how it sounds, on Instagram, because this photo is top notch, dude. With the big, I don't even know what you call those. Like they would be like the cornfields. I don't know. I don't see any corn anywhere, but maybe it's not in season. But the big leaves, the big plants, the big trees, the big cornfield, it's absolutely perfect. It's just that perfect Superman setting. Where's Superman from again? Clark Kent, I guess you could say. Ladies and gentlemen, we have guest Sentinel here this week. And in case you're watching this only on Instagram as a clip and you're not tuned into the full episode, tune in to the full episode because we're talking about his Prowler, his Taskmaster, a bunch of different things, what he would pick in his shotgun questions, Batman, Spider-Man, all kinds of different things. Check it out, the full episode. If you haven't, I'm going to ask you, Sentinel, where do you remember where Clark Kent is from? I always forget. I can't remember.
You're probably going to hate me on this. I want to say Kansas.
I think it's Kansas. I feel like it's Kansas. That sounds
Kansas,
right.
Kansas, right?
I hope so. If not, somebody's tearing right, us apart right wrong. Now. Yeah. Well, my point to that was this looks like it could be Kansas.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, so. That was my whole point. It looks like it could be Kansas. It looks great. It looks like it was exactly where, you know, Clark Kent would be from. But Super Sparrow 001, Your Superman is amazing, dude. The suit is absolutely phenomenal as well. Shout out to, I believe it's Replica Industries who did his suit. And then the edit on this as well with the beams coming out. It's perfectly done. The edit, it's right where you're looking. It's, you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes those edits, it's messed up. I think I might've done one. I think I did a video where the beam for Cyclops doesn't look that great. You know what I mean? But yeah, this is phenomenal, dude. From head to toe, everything about it. You've got the hair down as well. The background is just perfect. And I want to throw up a second one. I'm throwing it up on the screen right about now. And it's still of his Superman, the suit looking even more awesome. There's no edit on here as far as the beams go and everything. It's just Superman standing in the field, and it's just that perfect Superman just photo, dude. Everything about it. And the caption says, "You wrote that the world doesn't need a savior, but every day I hear people crying for one." This is phenomenal, man. And he goes on to say that this is definitely one of his favorite photos that he has done with the super talented iPhoto UK. And I agree. This is just great, dude. It's simple, but it's just perfect Superman. I love everything about it, dude. And I want to throw up a third one just before we wrap it up. And this is up on the screen now. And this is of his Jack Sparrow. You can't call yourself Super Sparrow and not have a Jack Sparrow cosplay, right? This is amazing, dude. This is amazing. Pirates of the Caribbean, Jack Sparrow, perfectly done. Awesome edit by Cosfix, and it's Cosfix with the X underscore at the end. Perfect, dude, with the ship in the background, the cave and everything. Perfect Jack Sparrow type cosplay with the hat, with the clothing. It's just phenomenal, dude. It's just phenomenal. Again, simple and phenomenal. You got anything that you want to add before we wrap up this segment?
I want to say this guy is blessed with the looks.
Yeah, right. He looks like Clark Kent, man.
He definitely got some looks. The suit, movie quality. Like this guy could be like stunt double, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%, dude. Yeah, man.
And of course that Jack Sparrow looks freaking killer, dude. I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing, man. Absolutely awesome. He has photos with whom I believe is his significant other as well, Sammy Jane Cosplay, and that's Sammy Jayne Cosplay with her Supergirl. But I didn't want to showcase that. I got to leave you something to go find. You know what I mean? I got to leave you something to go check out. Follow them if you're not following both of them. Go ahead and follow Sammy Jane as well. But Super Sparrow, spelled exactly how it sounds, 001. Follow him if you're not following, because Super Sparrow 001, your Superman and Jack Sparrow Cosplay of the Week for me and Sentinel is... amazing. Anyway, Sentinel, man, you have a variety of Taskmaster cosplays, man, all with your own twist, but ranging from more of this like comic-like look to looking more like the MCU version, and each one is epic as ever, dude. From one of the comic iterations with the orange going on there, with the white skull, the white hood and everything, you even made the shield, you even have his legendary Claymore sword as well. Everything about it is just perfect, dude. To the version that's a little bit more reminiscent of what appeared in the Black Widow film, your Thunderbolts rendition even seems to have variations within it as well, such as differences with the helmet, or maybe I should say with the face mask, because I'm unsure if it's like a separate helmet or interchangeable, you know, faces. Rather, you have more of a skull-like rendition, then you have like the blue eyes versus the orange eyes. So what's occurring here with this version? Are they separate helmets altogether, swappable faceplate like situations? Like, what's the breakdown with the different looks here and how you created each for such an epic Taskmaster, dude?
Yes, it is swappable. These
nice, man.
The face plate comes off, the jaw plate comes off and everything.
Wow, dude.
Perfect. Like, you know, you're wearing a helmet at a con and everything. You want to talk to people, you want to relax, you got to take the thing off, carry it around. But the design here, I just love it. Just flip it up, ventilation and everything. And
yeah, chat, dude.
You know, when Taskmaster was announced that character was going to be in the Black Widow movie, completely got hyped because that's like my main character. Yeah. I love Taskmaster the guy and everything. Sick.
Yeah.
Looking at the design, I was kind of like disappointed with it, like the armor and everything, like the hidden weapons that he has, which is very brilliant. You know, instead of carrying all the weapons and stuff, he has like built in a suit.
Right.
But the mask.
Mm-hmm.
The mask we got to talk about.
I agree.
I'm not sure. I think Marvel has like some like strict rule where they can't use skulls anymore.
Yeah, something like that. I think is it a Disney thing or is it a Marvel thing?
I think it's a Disney thing.
I think it's a Disney thing. Yeah, I thought it was a Disney thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like not allowed anymore. So they had to go with like the paintball mask look with the goggles and everything. I was like, dude, looking at this guy, you're like, no, that's not Taskmaster.
Right.
Right.
I agree.
So. I do a little bit of 3D modeling myself. Mm-hmm. It's just not like on par with these like pros and everything.
Right.
But I've learned to modify models and I just took a Black Widow Taskmaster model and I just edited the skull on. I had to give Homeboy the skull.
Yeah.
And I just loved it. So I just used that as my main mask for the suit. But then I think last year or 2 years ago, they released the Thunderbolts concept art.
Right.
And you got Taskmaster there. It looks like they did some changes to the mask. They're probably listening to the fans that gave them the eyes with the glowing, you know, the glowing eyes and everything.
Yep.
So, of course, I had to do that. And I hit my boy Dice to model me the goggles because it just looks... Mm-hmm. The thing looks the same as the Black Widow movie. They just added the goggles.
Right, right.
So I had to add those. And I just like found out a little cool technique with them. Just wear the goggles under and then have the faceplate just slide down into it. And you got the full helmet and everything. And yeah, I just love this character because I can just make so many variations of him. Like there's a lot of stuff to work with this guy.
It's just so well done, dude, from the from the skull variation. And there's this photo that I'm throwing up right now, and it could have been already thrown up as well, but I want to shout out Oddly Captured, who captured you at WonderCon of last year. And there's this one where it's just a straight on photo. You're menacing as ever, dude, with the skull mask. And then you've got the blades going up like that with like an X. And it's just a perfect shot that really showcases the quality of the way that you did this mask. And then going into the one where you're talking about with the eyes and everything, with the light up eyes, the LED eyes. So you've got the blue version, you got the red version. Are those two different goggles or can you switch the colors?
They're two different goggles.
The lights are
built into the goggles and I just like switch them off.
Yeah. Man, sick, dude.
Did you faceplate?
Did he do the goggles as well, like as far as the electronics part of it goes?
Just the goggles. I had to figure out the electronics, but he did a pretty good job with them.
Yeah, it looks phenomenal, dude. I really dig it. And I love how you can swap it down and everything. Did you do that yourself? You built that into the helmet, the thing? How'd you pull that one off?
Well, the helmet, it was designed to be a swivel.
Okay, cool. Hell yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just hold it up with some screws and everything, which I would like to talk about later with you guys and everything. But yeah.
Oh yeah, no, talk about it now. Design. Go ahead, man. We got time.
All right. So screws. All right. Yeah. So when building my cosplays, I like to use what holds them up, like on like the armor and everything. What I like to use to hold them up are these Chicago screws. They come in different sizes and then they just unscrew each other. And it's what holds up the armor and everything. Mm-hmm. And what I like to use as a base most of the time for like these tactical militaristic looks, I like to use airsoft vests.
Nice. Yeah.
This is like one of my favorite ones. It's called a Transformers vest. It's like the vest they used in the movies.
Nice. Yeah.
And then you got your armor pieces and everything.
Sick,
just,
dude.
Just drill some holes so that you can put the screws on.
Right.
And these babies will just hold up, dude.
Just fit perfectly right on the vest, yeah.
Yep, it'll hold up and they won't fall off. But yeah, screws, those Chicago screws and Velcros are going to be your best friend when creating tactical armors like this. This is like all held up by that.
Hell yeah, dude. That's sick, man.
Yeah.
That's so sick, dude. And I seen that like you even have, aside from just like the goggles with the Taskmaster as well, with those, with the plates, with the Chicago screws and everything, you have different face plates that you use on there too, right? How many different ones do you have?
One, two, three, about four.
Crazy, dude. That's so sick. What a creative way to like to add longevity to the cosplay. You know what I mean? Like to switch it up and add even more fun to it as well. That's so sick, dude.
I think a good cosplay is one that you can just like change the look of it, like some parts of it, and just create something totally new out of it.
Yeah, Definitely, dude.
I also looked at the concept art for the movie, and there was other designs that they came up with. And of course, I hit my buddy again.
Yeah.
And this is one of the designs.
Oh, nice, man.
In the concept art book.
Yeah.
You can see they went for like a skull look and the goggles still. But this, I can put it on this helmet.
That's perfectly. Sick, man.
And then it'll slide up.
I was just going to say, I thought it was just a one piece. I was going to say some are two, some are one. That's pretty sick, man. I dig that, dude. I really do. There's this video of you walking, and like it showcases the blades that come out that are attached to the gauntlet for Taskmaster, and they extend outwards, you know? I mean, how did you put that together? Is it like the press of a button on the gauntlet, like that you have to do with your other hand, which some people may know how that works. If you're an Assassin's Creed fan and you ever owned a hidden blade, you know, the hidden blades for Assassin's Creed, and you have to tap it and the blade comes out. How did you do that for Taskmaster?
Like I said, I'm not very good with electronics. Dude, I just be finding like the randomest things online that I can just work with and just incorporate into the outfits. Mm-hmm. So here's like a little prototype that I did first.
Nice. Yeah.
And I just, so in the movie, when he's fighting the Red Guardian, he's about to kill the guy. Okay, my bad. She's about to kill the guy.
Yeah.
Pulls out like the hidden blade from the gauntlet. And I'm like, dude, that's like, you can't even see where it's coming out of.
Yeah.
So I did some searching online and I found this collapsible Tai Chi sword. Oh, okay. It's like a metal sword. It's not sharp at all, but they use it for like performances and dancing and everything. So I'm like, got one of those things. And I was like, maybe I just take it apart and just fit it into this thing. So I was able to figure that out. So this, it's just the way it comes out, you just gotta.
Oh, that's sick, dude.
Just gotta like just push it out like that.
Oh man, that is so perfect, man. Because you know the hidden blades from Assassin's Creed. If anybody's ever seen them, like I said, you can act like you're doing it, but you got to press the button. But I've seen some people like kind of try to figure it out and do certain things. I don't know why Ubisoft or whoever they partner with to make those hidden blades and everything, why they haven't figured out like a technique like you just did right there.
Yeah,
because that is sick, man. I'm a huge Assassin's Creed fan. If you can't tell, that's why I keep referencing it. But that's epic, man. You just bam, so you can rock it like you are in the video. I see you have done it in the video, bam, and it comes out. That's super sick, man. How long did it take you to put that together?
Well, once I found it, I just took the measurements and then I just uploaded it to the 3D model app that I have. Just took the measurements of the blade and just fit it onto the gauntlet, make sure it fits nice. But yeah, I'll eventually do a tutorial on how I make it because I know people have been asking.
Yeah, I'm curious. I'm curious as hell for various reasons.
I will get to it eventually because I will be redoing the MCU Taskmaster for this year. Man.
Yes, nice.
And dude, I want to add all the hidden gadgets.
Yeah, that would be sick, man.
Like I saw the concept art from the book and Homeboy has like falcon wings coming out of his backpack. He has a Thor hammer, dude.
Oh my God. Yeah, dude. That's going to be all that sick. Stuff. Yeah, that's going to be sick. The more like comic version that you did with the white skull and everything, you did that quite a while ago, right?
Yeah.
Are there any plans to bring that one back and do like a comic accurate, more comic accurate version again?
Yeah, eventually. I want to, since Thunderbolts is like the thing going on right now, like I'm trying to hype up that movie as much as possible. So got to focus on this version. But after that, I'll go back to the classic one just because I love the colors and the cape and the hood on that one.
I love
that
the
one.
Colors too, yeah.
But yeah, I'll definitely go back to that one.
Yeah,
but this year and next year, I'm just going to be working on a bunch of Thunderbolts related stuff.
Yeah, makes sense.
I've already started working, helping my friend out to do Red Guardian.
Nice, dude. That's like sick.
I met him at a con like a couple years ago, and he had one of like the best Red Guardian outfits out there. Homeboy looks like David Harper.
Oh, wait. Do you have pictures with him?
Yeah, it's
I think
my
I've
Instagram.
Seen them. Yeah. Okay, I've seen them. Yeah. I thought like, the same thing. I was like, is that David Harbour? Like,
yeah, people would mistake him for David Harbour just because of how good he looks. His name is Brian Weller.
Nice.
But making some Thunderbolt stuff for him for the movie. Sick. So that's going to be awesome.
I can't wait for that. That's going to be dope, dude.
Yeah.
You know, you are, as showcased here the entirety of this episode, man, you're one hell of a craftsman, dude, putting together all of these amazing cosplays that just bring these characters to life with the help of all the people that you mentioned as well, from your Prowler to even your Miles Morales Prowler as well, to your Daredevil, Deathstroke, all many other cosplays that you have on your Instagram leading up to the Taskmaster that we just spoke of. But I'm curious to what you have in the works as well, man. Like, I seen like a Shocker on your Instagram. I saw just yesterday, as of this recording, just yesterday, you posted something on your story that you might be working on in the future. So what's 2024 got in store for you cosplay-wise?
I've kind of got like a big interest in the whole Spider-Verse thing going on.
Me too.
That I want to just do the like Spider-Man villains, the Sinister Six, because nice, like going to cons, I like to do the villains most of the time because you can just interact with the superhero cosplayers and just get some really cool, sick content out there.
Right.
Because, you know, you just got a bunch of Spider-Man, but I mean, put the villain in there, then everyone's just going to want to freaking mess around with you. So
photos, videos, reels, TikToks, skits. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's like a really fun thing to do. And since I already got Prowler in the works, I'm like, you know, I think we should add Shocker in there because that could be a fun one with the whole memes going around with him.
Yep. Yeah, dude.
But I like the Insomniacs version. Mm-hmm. It's a really cool Shocker design. I think that might actually be one of the first cosplays that I do that's accurate.
Yeah.
But like I said, I have a habit of changing my mind halfway through, so I might add a little twist to it. But
I saw that. I think in the caption you wrote something about like adding your twist and stuff. Yeah. I dig that though. I dig that. It's like your own stamp. You know what I mean? And it's really cool to see because you have like real quick. I want to interject. You have like in comics, right? You have we'll just take any character. Actually, I don't even have to give an example. Any character, they have like their first rendition that they came out as, right? Their first appearance, and then over time, over decades, they have different renditions, right? That different artists did. Drew, wrote, however it may be. And then you go over to animation and you have differences. Video games, you have differences. Right. Movies, you have differences. Everybody's always throwing in their rendition. So I think it's also, it's applicable. It makes sense. And it's really cool when cosplayers also kind of add their stamp of what they would want it to look like, you know, and take inspiration from everything else. And you definitely do that with a lot of stuff. So it makes a lot of sense. So I'm stoked to see the Shocker, man. And I would love to see more cosplayers do exactly kind of what you said, like Shocker. I would love to see like a Scorpion, a Vulture. You know what I mean? Like all of these, that's
Shocker's
sick.
In the works.
Yes, dude. That's sick. So you actually have started on it?
Yes.
Okay.
Since December, I've started on him, but
nice.
Gotta get these big
Shocker
talents, I guess. But
How much do you have done, you think?
I've 3D printed everything for him.
Sick.
Now we're going to get into the fabric part.
Nice.
I'm not really an expert on fabric, so. Mm-hmm. My wife helps me with all that stuff. She helped with the cape for Prowler.
Yeah, that's dope.
She'll teach me a couple of things on doing the whole quilted fabric because he has a really yellow quilted outfit and everything.
Yeah.
But that's definitely one of the projects I have for this year. I have a couple of things for her. She's doing Electro. Gotta do that Sinister
Six.
Yeah, dude,
that's sick, man. And shout out to her as well. You guys cosplay together. You've done your Daredevil stuff together at Elektra. It's absolutely amazing, man. So shout out to you guys being able to do that together. It's an awesome thing to be able to partake in those things with your as a couple. You know what I mean?
It's definitely fun. We just work together. We give ourselves ideas. I help her. She helps me. And we just create some really good shit.
Yeah, 100%, dude. 100%. Nice. That's sick. So Shocker, some Sinister Six stuff. I saw you post something on your story, man. I don't know if you want to say anything. I mean, you said it on your story. I don't know if you remember what I'm talking about or not.
I say a lot of things in my story.
it was from Daredevil. It was from Daredevil.
Oh, right. Okay. So I'm Hispanic. So my wife told me that I should just do more Hispanic characters.
Mm-hmm.
So she got me into doing Blue Beetle, but Blue Beetle is like her main character. So I'm like, you can have it. You can do that one. But let's see. Yes. They confirmed that this certain character is going to be in the new Daredevil series. It's the White Tiger, and we've been talking about it. We're like, dude, we should do that.
Yeah,
like White Tiger. There's like, I think there's a guy, and then there's a girl White Tiger. So I'm like, we should probably just do that.
Yeah,
homeboy's Hispanic, so I should definitely hit that up.
Yeah,
do more 100%,
dude. Have they? I haven't seen. I saw some of the photos, but have they done a front reveal or is it just the back reveal?
No, it's just the back reveal.
Yeah, there's just the back.
But looking at the suit, it looks like they're going with the whole kind of like Daredevil vigilante vibe. It's just like, looks like he's wearing a tactical jacket, tactical pants, and the boots, and it's just all painted white.
Right.
Has the stripes painted on them.
Yeah.
Helmet looks much like a tiger, almost similar to Black Panther.
Yeah.
But I think I could create something good out of it.
That'd be sick.
My little rendition, but I think that would be pretty dope.
Yeah.
That would be probably like for next year once the show comes out. But I also teased something else I'm working on, and that is Agent Venom.
Oh, dude. Oh, my God, dude. I love Agent Venom, dude. That's going to be sick, man. Which, do you have a, if you want to talk about it, do you have like iterations that you're inspired by or anything?
I've seen some models online, 3D models online. I like to do 3D models.
Yeah.
But I just like to get things from different places. And I'm just probably just, because like it's the symbiote, he can just change forms and everything changes how he looks. So I think I'll just do my own little rendition of him.
Sick, dude.
But yeah, I think it's going to be a really fun project, and I'll definitely like show the whole progress of how I make it and everything. Yeah. I'm currently working on the boots right now, and I actually would love to show you how I make the boots. So a lot of my characters have tactical boots. So the boot covers, like you have the shin armor, the calf armor and everything.
Yeah.
The thing just to hold it up together, I just like to use
rain boots. Dude.
So I just get a rain boot. I just cut it up and again, use Chicago screws to hold any armor pieces and straps on and everything.
Yeah.
Right. And then just slip it over the boots. And then you got yourself a boot cover. Pretty easy. Simple.
Yes, dude. That is sick, dude.
Just add the armor and it just slip it on. Piece of cake.
That's sick, man.
Yeah.
That is
I do
sick,
have a
dude.
Tutorial of this on my Instagram and TikTok. So definitely check that out. Like the possibilities of using like a rain boot or any type of boot that's long enough like that, they're endless, dude. You can do so much with it.
Dude, that is sick, man. Yeah. We are going to get ready to wrap up. Before we do, man, I want to ask you, like, how did you even get into cosplay in the first place? Like, how did you gain all of this knowledge? Like, where did it all start from beginning days to today? Because you didn't just jump into it and create those boots right away. You know what I mean? Like, that's got to be experience over time. So, I mean, what got you into cosplay to begin with?
The first cosplay I did was Deathstroke. I'm like, I should probably just give this whole cosplay thing a chance. And let's start with, you know, my favorite character, Deathstroke. For him, I just use a bunch of like secondhand stuff I found from the secondhand store.
Yeah.
Just like hockey pads, used a helmet, used a bit of foam work and everything. Mm-hmm. And when I went to con, like I just received a bunch of compliments. That kind of like motivated me just to do more stuff. And I'm a very creative person. So cosplay is like a way to express that creativity that I have.
Yeah.
So I just started doing more stuff and everything. And I like to stand out from everyone else because, you know, you do a character and then the other person does the same character. You kind of look alike. So I kind of want to like make something that stands out, that separates me from the rest, because it's just my own thing that I like to do. And I just like to be very flashy.
When did you first start? You said Deathstroke was your first. What year was that?
I think it was 2017 when I started that guy. But it's just going to cons, just a complete blast. It's very fun meeting people and interacting with them. Like I'm a very introverted guy, but going to cons and everything, just like I just come out and just like, dude, just have the best time and everything.
I feel you. I'm pretty introverted myself, despite doing this show. Like this show is the thing that brings me out of my shell. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I relate to you on that nice. Topic, man. What cons are you going to this year? I know you're going to WonderCon, but you got any other plans?
I'm going to Level Up Expo in Las Vegas.
Nice.
I've been told a lot that I should do cosplay contests.
Yeah, you should, dude. Yeah, but, Prowler, Taskmaster.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah.
The thing is that there's like several rules that go into that. And
true.
You have to like make everything kind of like from scratch. And I have to have a habit of using things that I find online to put things together. So that's what I was like very hesitant, but Shocker's going to be like one of the first ones I do from scratch. So probably going to enter that guy in the costume contest in Las Vegas.
Oh, that's sick, man. Yeah.
New York Comic Con.
Yes.
That is in the plans. I'm going to go up there.
Yes.
Because I see all the cosplayers over there. They just ask me, when are you going to come to New York? I'm like,
dude.
This year's going to be the year. I'm going up there.
Yeah, you got to, man. You got to. You said you're kind of an introverted person, so I don't know if Dragon Con is your thing or not, because that's like a party for like 5 days, 24 hours.
Really?
What? Yeah, in Atlanta. Yeah, Dragon Con is nuts, dude. It's insane. It's literally, it's 5 days long, and it's basically 24 hours. It never ends. It's insane.
Really? Oh, snap.
But aside from like the party aspect of it, I went for my first time last year and I definitely recommend it, man. You know, I really do. It's just because it's like, it's the convention that everybody goes to, and it literally is the like cosplay convention. Like, it's four cosplayers and it's just everybody there. It's several different areas. It's like a bunch of different hotels that host it, and you can go outside, inside, down the street, a block away, and it's just thousands and thousands of people. But it's like everybody in the community is there. And the reason I recommend it is actually because of that right there. It's like the camaraderie of everybody being there, the content that you all get to create together and share and admire all each other's stuff. And it's like, it's just a really cool hangout vibe if you can hang out for however many days, even if it's not 5 days, you know, but it's in Atlanta. It's 5 days, bro. Yeah, just every time we talk about Dragon Con, this show turns into an entire promo for Dragon Con. They got to start paying me. But yeah, it's a good time, dude. That's one that I definitely recommend. Whether it be the full 5 days or even just a couple days, you know what I mean?
It sounds really cool, dude.
Yeah, and everybody's just—it's just a really positive and good time, dude. But yeah, you said WonderCon, Level Up, and New York Comic Con in the works. Is that all you're looking at for this year?
I wanted to go to San Diego, but it's kind of difficult getting in that one. I think it's just go out like that, and you're like, damn it, I couldn't get it. That one's a little rough, man.
Yeah. Well, dude, I'll see you at WonderCon for sure. I'll be there. I'll be at New York Comic Con as well, so I'll see you there. Nice. When is Level Up? I don't remember when Level Up is.
Level Up, it's at the end of April, I believe. The
end of April.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be able to go.
They do a lot of partying there, from what I've heard.
Yeah, it's Vegas. So
you're definitely going to want to bring a costume that's very flashy.
Exactly, dude. For those raves, man. Well, man, it has been awesome talking to you, dude. Getting to know you a little bit more and getting the ins and outs of how you do everything that you do. I definitely welcome you back and do a part two, man. Before we get out of here, I want to give you the floor to say whatever it is that you want to say. Plug whatever you want to plug. Just whatever's on your mind. These last few seconds are yours, man. Go ahead. Take it away.
For first time cosplayers, like, I know it can be underwhelming sometimes, just trying to make something look good, but I believe just with hard work and patience, you'll get there eventually. And if you follow me on Instagram, just hit me up and I will gladly answer any questions and I'll tell you how I do things. Like, I'm very open to that. Just helping people build their cosplays, just making them look cool and everything. But yeah, I wish you all luck and everything. And yeah, man.
Hell yeah, man. Ladies and gentlemen, please go follow Sentinel. It's been awesome having you here, man. That's Sentinel, spelled exactly how it sounds, with an underscore in between each letter and at the end of the L as well. Dude, it's awesome. It's awesome having you here. Like I said, I can't wait to meet you at WonderCon, dude, in person. We'll do some videography and stuff. And I'll tell you a couple things after we end this show that I want to mention real quick about WonderCon and everything. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching and liking and commenting and sharing, doing all those beautiful things that you do over on youtube.com/side. Project Podcast. When you go down and you hit that big red subscribe button, when you hit it, goes out, oh, and you get 100 sexy project points. Thank you for watching and listening on Spotify, as videos are available on Spotify as well. When you follow and you rate and do all those beautiful things that you do on Spotify, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. If you're looking for me, you can find me on Instagram at IGHateChazzy. That is my personal everywhere else you need to find me on. Everywhere else you need to find me at is on the screen right about now. And if you're looking for the podcast as a whole, you can find it on Instagram at Side Project Podcast. Remember, that's project with a K. For me, for Sentinel, we are out of here.